You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. For those of you that watched on Wednesday night on our Facebook Live page, thank you for taking 1 hour of your day to join us. Oh, what a great study we had on Wednesday night live on Facebook Live. And I was able to record it with professional audio equipment. And that's why what you're going to hear today is going to be excellent sound quality because of the audio program and the nice microphone I was able to use. So, like I said, it was about an hour long, so we split it up under three or four programs. If you'd like a copy of the entire program of Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses and everything that we covered on that, who the Bible says that they are, the Bible does tell you, starts with the two words, "these are." So it at least it'll send you on another bunny trail somewhere to do more study on it. And it's a look at that. It's a look at the awesome prophecy. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. That's 3.5 years. Oh, what a great time we're going to have and did have. I invite you to download this program. If you go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, you can download the whole program. You can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I will mail you the disc free of charge, whatever it takes. I encourage you to get this into your hands because we're living in the day and time right now where this kind of craziness like this is happening. The whole world's come to a halt because of the black plague here. Jesus says this is one of the signs that you'll know that His return is near. Now is the great time to be studying Bible prophecy. Remember, the Bible is tomorrow's newspaper delivered today. Here is part two of this message now, the two witnesses. Beginning with chapter four, this is the thesis for this group. Beginning with chapter four, the events described belong to the future age and constitute a marvelous prophecy of God's program for the consummation of the age. That's where I stand. That's where we stand regarding how to interpret this book. Now, with all love and respect towards preterists, because I really know a lot of them, I want to show you why I believe that that position is wrong. And I want to give you three reasons. Please write these down. You're either you're in that camp or you know someone who is, or someone, smart people, PhDs and smart people have tried to convince you. Even the most famous one is R.C. Sproul, who was a partial preterist. Actually, he's not being completely honest. He was almost practically a full-blown preterist. He believes all of Bible prophecy has already been fulfilled. And I want to give you three reasons why that is not true, why I believe that position is wrong. Number one,
The end of the events depicted in Matthew chapter 24 was ushered in by the return of Jesus Christ. In chapter 24, verses 29 through 31, he is the one who puts the stop to all the evil. Now, how can you spiritualize away that? Matthew 24 comes to an end at the return of Jesus Christ. Second point, the world has never seen the likes of two witnesses before who stopped the rain for 3.5 years or who had the power to kill people by the breath of their mouth. And number three, the ultimate killer for why preterism is wrong is this. At the death of two witnesses, which we're about to see, the Bible says, well, let me read it to you. Right here in Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. Now, when they, that's the witnesses, when they finish their testimony, the beast, that's the Antichrist, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord is crucified. Notice he even tells you when to take that spiritually. And then the third time around, he tells you flat out where it is. He spiritualizes it when he calls it Sodom. He spiritualizes it when he calls it Egypt. And then flat out he tells you, hey, look, this is where Jesus was crucified. So make no mistake about it. Verse 9, then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies for 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. All those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. Now that, my friends, has never happened. There's never been an age before this one that everyone in the whole world could have seen what was going on, all in one town, all in Jerusalem, all at the same time, prior to this age we live in. There's never been, as a matter of fact, this was the number two atheist proof text. This was the proof the atheists would pass around that the Bible was not true and had errors in it, is that the Bible said that everyone in the world can all see an event that's going on at the same time. The number one proof text for atheists is chapter 9, when the Bible says there's going to be a 200 million man army on the other side of the Euphrates River, where China is, by the way, that's going to cross over that river and gather together for the battle at Armageddon. So both atheist proof texts will send you right to hell. And both ended up being true, just not at a time, not with a time period that you allotted God for it to happen. But that is my number one main proof that preterism is an incorrect way to interpret this, because you cannot point to any matter of time that the whole world saw three dead guys lying on the ground for 3.5 days and their resurrection and their rapture, so to speak. And that is why. So I move on from this, but those are just three examples for you to have and to share with others who inquire or ask you, or if you ponder yourself, if that's the correct way to interpret the Bible. And I say, you have to do too much harm to the Bible in order to make that jive. And it's easier to understand than that. This text was a prime example when he gives you something spiritually and then he tells you really what it means right afterwards. And the combination of, well, we'll move on from there. You know, Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, did exactly the same thing. He found some new books, one in particular. He also found the key to interpret that one book. So he alone was the only one able to tell you what something means, because apple doesn't mean apple. Apple secretly means marshmallow. And if you buy my teaching tapes, I'll explain to you what it means, instead of taking something literal at face value. If you can spiritualize what the Bible says, then the Bible can say anything, any way that the teacher wants it to say, he can do by spiritualizing what it means. If you buy my teaching tapes, I can have the Bible mean whatever I want it to mean. Now let's move on from this, and I'll comment more once we get back to that text we just looked at. Now let's go again back to the top. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those that worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple. Don't measure it. It's been given to the Gentiles. They will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." All right, now there's the first two uses of this same period of time. 42 months, right? 12, 24, 36. Half a year is 6. 36 and 6 is 42. What do you got? You got 3.5 years. The second instance, 1,260 days. Now you got to remember, on the Hebrew calendar, it's 360 days constitute a year. And then every umpteen years, instead of having a leap day, they have a leap month. Matter of fact, we just had one last year. The Jews had, those that follow the Jewish calendar had a leap month last year. So that's their way around having a calendar that's 5 days short of ours, 360 days. So 360, get out your calculator, 360 days to a year times 3.5, I'll tell you in advance, it's 1,260 days. Symbolic? Well, the days are literal. The time is literal. It's symbolic of something? Oh, absolutely. This means something. It's funny, too, how history just seems to repeat itself, too, doesn't it? Let me ask the question, though I'm getting ahead of myself just a little, but let me ask the question. Has there ever been a time before this when it didn't rain for 3.5 years? We're going to see here in a minute, for those of you not familiar with this text, that these two have the power to shut heaven so that it doesn't rain for that time period. And I ask the question, has there ever been a time before that it didn't rain for 3.5 years? Answer? We'll let the Son of God answer that question himself. It's found, if you're writing down, write this note down. Do some of these studies on your own. Luke chapter 4, verse 24. Then he said, this is Jesus speaking, "Assuredly, I say to you that no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.